The name's Flash. Pennington Flash. Private detective. The call had come in at 2:30 that afternoon. A woman needed my help and protection. I grabbed my coat and hat and inadvertently knocked over the sign on my desk which said, Pennington Flash, Private Dick, and once again vowed to have a word with the sign makers.
T, is it?
The woman was called Val. She was in her 40s and lived in a rather nice flat in Salford Keys. Looking out over the balcony, I could see...
Tea or coffee?
Sorry, tea, please. I could see the whole of the docks area from here. I could also remember how much the place had changed in just a few short years. Prime real estate, while just the other side of the street was cheap as French fries.
Here you are. Were you talking to someone?
No, I just wanted to iron out what it is you want me to do.
I want you to clean up the streets. I want to live in a safe neighborhood, and at the moment...
I took a sip of tea, which was too weak and contained sugar.
I'm sorry, do you want another?
No, that's just the way I like it.
But you just said that...
Tell me what your problem is exactly.
It's these kids, in their clothes, hanging around like they own the place. I pay good money to be here. I expect to be left alone. But all they do is come over here in gangs of one and two, scruffily dressed, making the place untidy. Sometimes they even try to get into our holy shrine.
Holy shrine?
Yes. Just down there. Security always gets them out again, though. They think they can just walk in and...
Would you say they're abusive?
All the time. The language they use.
What sort of language?
I couldn't possibly repeat it.
Mrs. Womack, I need to know every little detail.
Well, I heard one the other day saying, you know that Karen Preston? I f*** her in the f***. Then I f*** and she just f***.
And did they tell you any more about this Karen Preston? A phone number, maybe?
Why do you want to know?
I'm a professional, ma'am. I need to follow every lead.
Well, I don't know any more than that. Other than every time I see them, I worry that my time is up.
So they threaten you?
Not directly.
They physically hassle you?
No.
So what exactly is the problem?
They could be anyone under those hoods.
And just who are you expecting to pop up? Elvis, maybe?
These kids.
Okay. Any distinguishing features?
Hoods. Shaved heads, I think.
Male or female?
Yes.
And on the basis of this, you want me to track these couple of kids down?
It's not just a couple.
Well, how many then?
There are scores of them. They come from there, the place beyond the road. You have to stop them. The police won't help me, and I am at my wit's end. Why do they come here and torment me?
I was beginning to see why.
Excuse me?
I'd had enough. There were other cases. That one with the savagely attacked hedge was suddenly seeming more important, even though I'd explained I wasn't a private investigator. My time was being wasted.
No, it's not.
I got up and headed for the door.
No, you can't leave now. Look. Look down. There they are. They're watching my flat and they're planning how to rob me.
I looked down to where she was pointing and saw four young people on bikes wearing hooded tops. All around them were people that they were singularly and collectively failing to terrify.
And one's pointing at the Holy Shrine.
One of the kids was pointing in the direction of the Lowry Center.
He's thinking of defiling it. I can tell.
That was it. I left Val to her delusions.
They're plotting to destroy us all, you know. I am not safe walking out of my own...
When I got back to my office, I had two messages.
Hello? Is that Pennington Flash? My little Sam is not well. He's a 3-year-old macaw. The phone book says you're a parrot investigator, so I thought you might be able to...
I deleted the first message and added the directory inquiries people to my list of enemies. The next message was a little more interesting.
Hello, is that Pennington Flash? I live on the Oddsall Estate. There are these people from the other side of the road, and they keep hanging around and measuring things, and I just know they're planning to rob us of our homes. We don't know what to do about them. I need your help.
I took out my pad and pen and wrote Civil War imminent, Salford Keys, book holiday, and then I opened a package that had been waiting on my doorstep. The packaging fell away and I removed my brand new death sign. The legend, Pennington Flash, Primate Investigator, stared back at me. I thought of my city so divided. I thought of all the beauty, the culture, the talent, the history. Then I thought of the fact that my death sign was still wrong. And I wept.
In Pennington Flash and the Holy Shrine, Steve Harrison played Flash and Laura Sharp played Val. Other parts were played by Gene Forrester and Janice Lawrence. The piece was written and directed by Ian McNess.